Every Tuesday, we get up to the minute for our health with Dr. Bruce Phillips from Jennings County Well Care. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. This morning, I wanted to talk about booster adjustments. And we call them booster adjustments because sometimes you don't always plan for the extra stress in your life, or you don't always plan for extra traumas in your life or changes in the environment, that type of thing. But it does have an effect on us. I think we all can relate to that this week as we've hopefully sprung a little bit forward by now, but we're still adapting, and our nervous system is adapting, and our brains are adapting. If you're like me, you have trouble going to sleep at night because your body feels like it's earlier than it actually is, and then getting up in the morning is a little bit of a challenge because it's not where you're used to getting up in your body clock, not your alarm clock. And so these changes are stressful, and one of the things that an adjustment does is it removes stress on your body. We all have experienced stress, and then we realize it, like maybe in our shoulders or our neck or our back or our hips. Stress manifests in our body. It doesn't just manifest, in our, brain. And so the nervous system has to handle that stress. And that's what chiropractic excels at, is allowing your body to handle stress, whether it be physical, chemical, or emotional. And so when you're feeling a little run down, that's a good time for a booster adjustment. You're feeling like a cold is coming on or some other type of infection is coming on. That's a good time for a booster adjustment. Kids, when they're going through a growth spurt, or infants when they're teething, that's a good time, great time for a booster adjustment. As an adult, if you're going through changes, whether it be a work change, whether it be a relationship change, whether it be, like buying a car, that can be stressful. And it's a change that we all have to go through, and all these different changes and variations in our life. Great time for a booster adjustment. Even good changes, adding a child, it's a good change, but it's stressful. Mm-hmm. And so great time for a booster adjustment. Speaking of adding a child, so many women forget to get themselves checked when they're pregnant. And you hear of back labor. There's no reason to have back labor if your body is balanced. You won't have that back pain labor. The only reason you're having that back pain labor is as your hips are moving, it's putting extra stress on areas that are not properly functioning. And so get those booster adjustments before, after, and even during pregnancy so that you don't have problems. Best time to get adjusted is after pregnancy because your ligaments are still a little loose and you can get a good adjustment and correct a lot of those inefficiencies in your function. And then don't forget about weather changes. We got a lot of that going on right now, swinging from spring to winter back and forth.
Right.
That's stressful on our bodies. And people, even bring it up. And even if you're on a rhythm with your treatments, and so many of our patients are, they come, weekly or every other week or once a month. A lot of times I'll hear them say, "Oh, this came up. I thought I was need to come in for a booster adjustment, but I made it to this one." Well, don't do that to your body. Go ahead and pop in. Let's get you taken care of. And then the next adjustment can help you get even better. So don't forget about booster adjustments. It's an amazing thing when you're feeling a little stress in your body. And it doesn't always have to be physical stress. I know so many people just kind of pigeonhole chiropractic as back pain, neck pain, headaches, all the different pains. But really, when you're having extra stress, that's a great time for a booster adjustment.
All right. Very good. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Dr. Bruce Phillips, Jennings County Well Care, bringing us up to the minute for our health.